half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
Before anyone on Washington gets too fired up, remember, we've seen a missed PAT already.
Seibert's got to have butterflies here for the tie. Low snap. It is no good. And the worst special teams day in history has a fitting finish.
Washington and Dallas. So quick thing. We always say it's the announcer jinx. Like, if Greg Olsen had said, oh, he's made 50 in a row, and then he missed, it'd be the announcer jinx. How about saying, hey, quick, just heads up, he could miss it. That seems like the jinx.
Yeah.
No? That's a jinx.
Yeah, that's a I think that's a jinx.
Yeah. I've got a stat of the day for you, among other things.
Had you seen the clip being passed around of the what happened to the Saints like 20 years ago? It was very similar to what happened yesterday to the Commanders.
No, I don't think I did.
It is. I'll tweet it out. It is as it's better. It's even better. It is like
Wait. Wait, wait. Is this Saints and Panthers?
Saints and Jaguars.
Okay, Jaguars. The Saints get like a end of game weaving back and forth, lateral 30 times, get into the end zone, then miss the extra point.
Exactly. And an extra point.
I remember that.
Extra point when extra points were from the 2 yard line.
Yes. Was it Mike Hollis? Who missed it?
John Carney.
John Carney. Okay. Yeah, Mike Hollis is the Jags kicker. John Carney. Yep.
John Carney. And then
I do remember
that. And then the play-by-play man, I think the best part of it is
no!
just screaming no when he misses the extra point. But that this yesterday was probably second to that.
One thing about that game that is disappointing. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe, talking about, you know, the bye week's worth of games on a football Monday. We got robbed of an unbelievable Cowboys conversation that would have followed. Had they blown that game as many times as they nearly did?
Oh, I think I know what you're about. Daniel Jones?
Everything about it. Everything. Mm. I mean, the Cowboys, the stadium might have exploded spontaneously if they had managed to blow that 10-point lead that late, then get a kick return, then get it. I mean, they just had so many chances to blow it, and Washington looked dead multiple times. So we got robbed of that, but, you know, I guess. Daniel Jones, I said we should talk about him quickly as an idea. I got asked over the weekend, is Daniel Jones a better idea than Mitch Trubisky?
Is anybody sure he is a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky?
No.
Like, that's my thing. Like, it's, guy that's been a starter for a long time is available. He's a better backup. He is. He's a. Anybody trust him having to come into a game?
No.
And that's if I'll give him. Oh, he knows the playbook. He's practiced enough. He's comfortable. All of it. I'll give him all of that. Has anyone watched him for 6 years in New York? Like he's never been a good quarterback.
No. The one thing he is he runs. He's fast.
He does run.
He gives you mobility, and I don't know. Like you're not asking him to do much. The Giants have, what, one of the worst offensive lines in the league?
And the Bills. That's probably right.
And
that's
the
probably
Bills
right.
Don't. The idea would be, what would he look like? Again, you're hoping he never actually plays.
Right.
If he goes in, does he give you more? What I thought you were going to say is, I thought you were going to snark and say, does he like to golf? Because Josh is going to want a guy he can golf with. But of course, like, I don't think there's really any chance the Bills are making a move at backup quarterback for Daniel Jones.
No.
And if you're Daniel Jones, the reporting is he's going to have options. He wants to go to a contender. And, you know, it's all just like the agent posturing stuff right now. Oh, yeah, as many as 12 teams could add Daniel Jones here. Okay, yeah, sure. I'm sure that's exactly how it's going.
It's weird to me. Like, who does he think he is kind of is in my head? Like, it's amazing he started in the NFL as long as he did. And like, is he even a trustable backup? Like, to me, maybe Trubisky is similar to this, so maybe for the Bills it would be more of a conversation. But what would terrify me the most about him is turnovers and getting sacked, which I think if you ever put him in a game would happen. Like, I don't even know if your offense could function. Like, it's happened one time in his entire career that he's been able to keep an offense on track. I don't think the quarterback is. And the running is a good point. Like, he can run. But if I'm just looking for a backup quarterback that can run, like I feel like Tyler Huntley was out there. Like I can find my way to that if I really need to. And Trubisky can run a little.
A little.
His career high is 420 yards rushing, which Daniel Jones has topped one time. So, like, I mean, he did by a lot. He got to 700.
I don't have much of an appetite for it. I feel like we should bring it up, and then,
yeah,
like, what, right?
I'm just, it's not enough of an upgrade. Not enough of an upgrade for me to think that it's worth it. I don't know what starter, how many starters in the league, if they got cut loose, would it be worth it for? Like, there's probably a few, but I don't think Daniel Jones is, I don't think he's one of them at all.
No. 803-0550, our number, and 1-888-552-550. I do have a couple stats of the day for you. We can save those. Got a Jalen Hurts quote to get to.
I've got a liquor company that I think is doing the dumbest thing or the least believable thing of all time, and it pertains to the National Football League.
Okay. All right. Yeah, tell me that story when we get back.
All right. It's called Crier Ball.
Boy.
It's the dumbest thing. It's not even believable. But they're saying they're doing it, but I don't even think it's believable.
All right.
I'll get you those details.
That's next.